Do an alleman left with the corner made, drop hands, pass, now promenade. Head square through four hands.
Okay, some of you might think Mark is speaking in riddles, but others might know exactly how to follow those directions. They're square dance calls, directions for the dancers, and they've gotten a remix of sorts. The show's Annika Klein tells us how.
Around that circle, hand over hand, you pledge your tater in the sandy land to meet your honey and promenade.
Modern Western square dancing was taking its first steps when this instructional video was made in 1947. Barry Clasper has been a caller for more than 30 years, and he says the dance was popularized round and round the globe during World War II.
It's grown as a result of mostly U.S. servicemen traveling around the world, and so they would start doing it wherever their bases were, and the people in the local area would see it, and they picked it up. So now there's dancing in all over Europe, in Sweden and Germany and England and France.
And later, the Philippines, Australia, Japan.
Butterfly was away. Together,
and it's really big in Japan. They really enjoy it.
Maneuver, two right turns.
The dance is a testament to memory skills. There are hundreds of those calls to learn in seemingly endless combinations. To make things even trickier, Clasper says before the 1970s, the names of the calls meant different things to different people.
Most people know the call do-si-do. There were 27 different defined actions for do-si-do, depending on where you were in the country.
Get those people together on the dance floor, and it would probably be a mess. So an organization called Caller Lab was established, holding its first convention in 1974 to define square dance calls. And they still meet each year. Right now, the convention is happening in Mesa, and they kicked it off with, well, what else?
Pass through, trade five, touch a quarter, scoot back a net.
Dancers know the calls now. People from around and outside the country dance together on the same floor. Clasper says what they talk about now is how to pass the mic to new callers. He says the average age of Caller Lab members is around 65.
The hurdle we've had to get people over is the perception that square dancing is this hick thing from the movies, the hay bales and the, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure, you'll find a lot of square dances set to country music, but Clasper says if that genre is not your thing, no problem.
The thing that you need to dance is a regular beat, you know, roughly 125 beats a minute. But beyond that, it could be anything.
Everybody get up.
We still look at each other now. Pass through, swing through the outside too, and the girls circulate one time there, ladies. All way around the nearest girl, couple circulate one time.
When I first started, I heard square dance, and I'm like, I don't know.
That's 16-year-old Courtney Sewell.
But now that I'm into it, it's so much more fun.
She's here at the convention dressed up in a poofy blue skirt adorned with foxes, wearing waistcoats and monocles. She's been calling dances for 2 years.
A friend of my mother's got us into it, so.
So she went along a little reluctantly that first time. Now she calls, and mom and dad dance.
It's also fun, because when I started, I realized I'm telling my parents what to do.
And she realized, hey, maybe this hobby isn't so square.
And then I progressed even more further once I figured out that there are songs that I knew, just me personally, from my time listening to the radio.
Now she says she has her classic standards and her pop go-tos, and even some Disney hits.
I have Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas over here.
And she's really hoping someone will create a caller version of 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. But you don't have to be a 16-year-old to call to a new tune.
Superman's got nothing on me. I'm only one call away.
Do-si-do, and it's back to the show. I'm Annika Klein.
Nice dancing, everybody. Come on.